he kept himself. I was free of the gate at any time of the day and night, and could smoke and sleep there when I liked, so I didn't care. I knew the old man made a good thing out of it, but that's no matter. Nothing matters much to me, and besides, the money always came fresh and fresh each month. There was 10 of us met at the gate when the place was first opened, me and 2 baboos from a government office somewhere in Arnukuli, but they got the sack and couldn't pay. No man who has to work in the daylight can do the black smoke for any length of time straight on. A Chinaman that was Feng Qing's nephew, a bazaar woman that had got a lot of money somehow, an English loafer, a McSomebody, I think, but I've forgotten, that smoked heaps, but never seemed to pay anything. They said he'd saved Feng Qing's life at some trial in Calcutta when he was a barrister. Another Eurasian like myself from Madras, a half-caste woman, and a couple of men who said they had come from the north. I think they must have been Persians or Afghans or something. There are not more than 5 of us living now, but we come regular. I don't know what happened to the baboos, but the bazaar woman, she died after 6 months of the gate, and I think Feng Qing took up angles and nose-ring for himself, but I'm not certain. The Englishman, he drank as well as smoked, and he dropped off. One of the Persians got killed in a row at night by the big well near the mosque.